Yes, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. On today's At Large Capacity Building Working Group call on Wednesday, the 16th of April at 1700 UTC, we have Tijani Benjema, Cyranush Vardanyan, Dev Anantiluk Singh, Maureen Hilliard, Naren Kachatran, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Darlene Thompson, Liana Gaussian, and Oksana Priotko. We have apologies from Fatima Gambronero and Natalia Enciso. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Natalie Peregrine, Ariel Young, Terry Agnew, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Now over to you, Tijani. I know you have dropped off the Adigo phone bridge, and I know that your Adobe Connect was not working. So I believe we will have to wait a minute for Tijani to come back onto the phone bridge. Tijani, Gisela's still here. We are just reconnecting you on the phone bridge. Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Heidi. Just while we get Tijani back, in the chat, I've put the link to the Capacity Building Webinars workspace. If you could just click on that, take a look at it. It has been updated. More so than the one that is currently on display in the AC room. So just as a need to cover the time until Tijani comes back, just please take a look at that. And one feature that we, this is Heidi again, one feature that we've changed is you'll see that rather than a comment column, we've added a relevant document column, and that is where the PowerPoints or any other relevant documents will be placed for each of the webinars.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Heidi. Gisela, so I am back. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Today we are here to discuss and to inform each other about what is happening, what happened and what is happening. You remember the last call we had, we decided that we will contact some people to be trainers. And we said that in Singapore we'll finalize the program. But unfortunately, we try to get people to contact people, and they are not always responsive, and we didn't get all the responses on time. In Singapore, we had this same table, but we weren't sure about all the trainers, and we couldn't contact them on time. So we finished the contact with the trainers in Singapore. And once we have all the trainers confirmed, we had a call with them to try to find their availability so that we finish this table. And this table is done according to the availability of the trainers. Now, as Heidi said, this table will be slightly modified so that you will have the PowerPoints on, we will have the documents, etc. So this will be finalized according to those small things that we will add to the table. Now, excuse me. First, I didn't ask you if you accept the agenda. We have to adopt the agenda. Do you accept the agenda as it is, or do you want to add something? I don't see anyone raising his hand. So the agenda is adopted, and as I said, so this call is to finalize the final things on this program. This is the program for the capacity building prior to the summit, and now we have the topics which was selected according to the survey. We have now the trainers, they are confirmed all. We have their date, their times, they accept all those time slots. And the first one will begin tomorrow. It will be on communication, and it will be done by Dev and Natalie. What I want to ask you, do you think that we will need an evaluation sheet for each trainee so that they give us their opinion, their how do they evaluate the work done? Are they happy with it? Did they learn something, etc.? Do you think that we need such a sheet for each trainee?
Johnny, this is Maureen speaking.
Yes, Maureen, please.
You're asking about how we might be able to evaluate each of the sessions after the session. Is that your question? Sorry, it was a bit blurry.
My thought was toward having an evaluation sheet for each webinar and an evaluation sheet at the end for the whole program, so that we have the feedback of the trainees and we know if we are going in the right way. Darlene, you have a question. You raise your hand. Darlene, please.
I was just thinking of this whole thing. So you want a sheet for them to fill out for each session that they go to, and then maybe a sheet that they fill out. I'm just trying to understand this. And then a sheet that they fill out at the very end to say that, you know, what they thought about it. That's an interesting idea. It's not
yes.
Paperwork, but I mean, we are paying for them to go all the way to London, so that it is a thought. Definitely after the session, they should have to fill out some kind of a questionnaire saying, you know, how did you like it, what part student didn't you like, that sort of thing. But other than that, could you explain a bit more what the point of the sheets and such are? Thank you so much. This is Darlene Thompson.
Thank you, Darlene. I think that the sheet will be, as I said, to understand if the trainee has already benefited from the session, from the webinar. It is not an evaluation of the trainer. It is more an opinion about the knowledge received, about the efficiency. Perhaps we are doing something which is not efficient at all. So we need to know it. And the best is to have it session by session and online. We'll do it online, not a written paper. Everyone will fill in a form online. So after the webinar, the staff will receive the whole sheets. And according to those sheets, we can see them. And before the next webinar, if there is something in the logistic that we have to correct, we try to correct it. If it is about language, we try to find a way, etc., etc. So this is the objective of the session-by-session evaluation sheet. Did I answer your question?
Yes, more or less. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, and Maureen, are you satisfied with what I said? Did you agree with the evaluation sheet session by session and the evaluation sheet at the end?
Sorry, Tajani, are you asking me? This is Heidi.
I am asking Maureen, who intervened
okay,
and who... Express.
Yes, Maureen speaking. I agree that there should be some sort of evaluation, and even if straight after the session there was a little short thing about telling people, people should know what the expectations are of each of the webinars. What are we trying to achieve with this particular webinar? What are the key points? And then we could just sort of say, for example, if there were three key objectives for the communication thing, we could just sort of say, did we achieve that for you in this webinar or something? So that they just have to go click, click, click. Yes, no. I don't think we need to make it too onerous as an ongoing thing. And then at the end of the sessions, before they go to London, then they can do an overall one, perhaps.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you. And I also echo what Serrano said. She said that the final evaluation could be included in the evaluation of the summit as a whole. I don't know what you think about that.
Maureen again. I think yes, we need to have a final evaluation, and it should be just incorporated into the evaluation of the summit itself. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So the final evaluation will be included in the evaluation of the summit. We will not do something special now. Now we will focus on the session-by-session evaluation. And Maureen, you have ideas. Can you make a draft of the evaluation sheet that we can use?
Maureen speaking. Yes, I can do that as long as you and I'll discuss with you about the about how we can do it. But I think basically, as long as I have the clear objectives of what each of those sessions are going to be about, I don't think it'll be an issue. Other comments would be
okay.
Very welcome.
Okay, thank you. So you sent it on the list, on the capacity building list. And we'll try to discuss it together, all together, all the whole group will discuss it. Okay? So this is one point, the evaluation sheet. What do you think we have to do more for this capacity building program? Do you think that there is something missing? Do you think that we have to do something to make it more efficient? Do you have any suggestion? Because now we are proceeding, we are starting, so if you have any idea that we can use. Oh, okay. So no other idea. I think that now we have to, you have the program, so you have the table. You know the sessions, the webinar sessions. I expect everyone will be on each of those sessions, and we will so ourselves try to make a small evaluation for each session for ourselves as a group, so that if there is something to improve, we try to improve it. So all of us will attend all the webinars, I hope. And any small thing that is not that we want to improve mailing list, we send an email, and we will work together on this point and try to address it. Okay. So. Any other idea, any other suggestion? So, yes, Natalie said. Yes, Maureen, please, go ahead.
I was just thinking that it may be an idea to perhaps send the evaluation sheet, for example, before each of the sessions. and to sort of tell everyone that this is an evaluation sheet that will be must be completed at the end of the webinar, and that they must submit it. And that this is an expectation of our training program and the whole Atlas thing. It's just that if they know in advance that they have to do something and it's going to be an expectation, then perhaps it will make it, it will actually force them to come or something.
I'm sorry, Maureen, I didn't understand what you said. The line isn't the best, but if you can repeat clearly, at least the keywords.
Yes, sorry. I just said that the evaluation should go to each, with the invitation to attend that particular session, the evaluation should go out with the invitation, so that they understand exactly what the work program is going to be about, and there's an expectation that they have to submit an evaluation at the end of it, and that their attendance will be logged.
Okay. Now I understand. Thank you very much. It's a very good idea. Perhaps for the first session we will not manage to do so because the first session will be tomorrow. We will do that for the next one. And the most urgent thing is to have the form, the template ready now, very soon, and we have to discuss it together in the group through the email. And once adopted, we will use it for the next webinar, not the communication, because the communication is tomorrow. Yes, Natalie said that we can use the AC room to put the evaluation. Pulling. So she said that we can have a quick survey in the AC room each webinar session. I don't know, this is a technical thing, I don't know if it is possible, but she said it is possible. If it is possible, that's better.
Maureen here, that would be great if we could do that with 160 people online, but I doubt whether we'd actually have everyone in the Adobe room. That's the only problem, unfortunately.
Yes. You're right. And more than that, your idea, Maureen, is very good, to send the evaluation sheet with the invitation so that people are reminded that they will have to fill it in, and they will pay attention at the particular things so that they can include them in the evaluation sheet. So send the evaluation sheet with the invitation in any case, and if it is possible, we can do it on the Adobe Connect. In any case, it must be filled in. If it is not possible on the Adobe Connect, to do it electronically. Yes. Also, Naren said that the chat room can be also used to gather the feedback. Yes, but it is not. If we use it, not everyone will react. But if we give an evaluation sheet, everyone has to put something, and this is important for me, because it is important to know, even if people don't have anything to say, they have their sheet and they say nothing. Okay, so that's good. So, action item, first Maureen will prepare a draft very soon, and once sent on the email, we have all to react on it, to say it is okay, or perhaps we can add this thing, perhaps we have to change this thing, but we have to react very, very fast. so that we adopt it and we prepare it for the next webinar, and it will be sent with the invitation. Okay? Any other thing you think we have to add here?
This is Heidi.
Yes, Heidi, please.
Yeah, could you please restate that action item as you would like it recorded?
You want me to repeat the action item? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly,
so, Maureen. Pardon?
Yes, as you would like it recorded.
Okay. Okay. Maureen will prepare a draft of the evaluation sheet, and she will send it on the mailing list of the working group. All members of the working group have to react on it, to accept it as is, or to modify it. And once adopted, it will be sent to the staff, asking them to send it every time with the invitation, so that people know that they will have to fill it in at the end of the session. Clear, Heidi?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other business, any other thing you want to add? I don't see anyone raising his hand. So thank you very much. We have to keep an eye on the mailing list, so that we agree on the evaluation sheet, and we will adopt it as soon as possible. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.